Hi, everyone, and welcome to English for You. I'm Erin.
And I'm Winnie.
Okay, so Winnie.
Yep.
Do you like to take photos?
Yeah, but I don't do that much.
Why not?
Because I only use my phone, and my phone doesn't have enough memory.
Ah.
Yeah, but I do like, I think it's like a good way to keep memories, right?
Do you post them on Instagram or Facebook or show them to your friends?
No, it's my private life. I don't want people to see it.
Okay.
Do you take pictures?
I do with my phone. I have a nice camera, but... It's just not something that I love doing, so I bring it when I go on a trip, and then I use it a bit, but I usually just use my phone. My mom likes to see what happens in my life, so I have to take pictures and put them on Facebook so she can see, and it's fun to get that little red dot on your Facebook that says, someone likes your picture.
That's true.
Okay, well, today's article is all about people who take pictures for their jobs. However, they're not just ordinary photographers. Let's find out more about them now.
Reading.
Photojournalists, capturing history on film. The media shares stories of news events happening around the world. In most cases, these stories have photos accompanying them. The people who capture these images are photojournalists. It's their job to paint an accurate picture of the world's events, no matter how dangerous the events are. Photojournalists take photos of everything from war to natural disasters, and they must follow strict rules. For instance, photojournalists aren't allowed to set up a photo in advance. They must capture the event as it happens. In addition, changing a photo by adding or removing something is strictly forbidden. Photojournalists play an important role in the way the public sees the world. If their photos aren't accurate, they're not telling the real story. One might wonder why anyone would choose to do such a dangerous job. Photojournalists risk their lives so that others can recognize problems that need to change. One organization, World Press Photo Foundation, WPPF, helps photojournalists get this message to the world. With WPPF's help, photojournalists are able to encourage others to create change.
Okay, so today's article begins by saying, the media shares stories of news events happening around the world. Now, here's an important word to learn right away. We almost always use the word the in front of media, which is spelled M-E-D-I-A, media, and it's a noun. So the media are all the companies and organizations that provide news and information to the public. That can include TV, internet, radio, newspaper, and many others. Here's an example of the media. The movie star's wedding photos are all over the media today.
一有什么八卦，一定就是到处会出现在我们的媒体上。 媒体我们用media这个字，要特别注意，它本身呢就是一个复数形态，所以不用再加s。 刚刚Aaron老师有特别提醒我们，几乎啊都会跟the media这样的形式出现。另外呢，指哪方面的媒体，我们可以说，比如说the news media，新闻媒体，或者是the national media，这是全国的。 媒体。那文章的第一句呢，就讲到说，我们可以知道这个报章杂志、大众媒体都会报道世界上发生的新闻事件。That's what we read on news, or most people watch news on TV.
That's right. Okay, now, when you're reading or watching the news, you might notice that something is usually included in the stories. Now, here the article tells us what that is. It says, in most cases, These stories have photos accompanying them.
没错，现在大家都会说，哎，没图没真相。In Chinese, it's a popular saying that if there is no picture,、mm-hmm. it's probably not true or it's hard to make people believe.、
Mm, okay.
对，所以就是大家会说，哎，没图没真相。如果一定要看到图才会觉得，哎，这是真的。文章我们看到 accompany 这个动词，它本身有陪伴、陪同的意思，在这里呢是有附带的意思，所以啊，在大部分的时候呢，这些新闻都会附带着照片 or even videos nowadays.
That's true. Online and on the TV, you'll usually see a video or、mm-hmm. at least a photo going with these big stories. Now, let's find out more about these pictures. The article says, the people who capture these images are photojournalists.Now, I like how they took the word journalist, which of course is a person who writes stories for the news,、mm-hmm. and just added the word photo in front of it, photojournalist.
So, a photojournalist 就是 photo 照片加上 journalist 就是我们说到记者意思。So, photojournalist、mm-hmm. 就是影像记者。They take photos for the news. They tell news story with their pictures.
That's right.Okay, now let's look at the verb capture that was in that sentence. Capture is spelled C-A-P-T-U-R-E, capture. Here, capture means that you record, show, or describe a situation or feeling using words or pictures. For example, you can capture an event on camera to show what really happened. Here's an example sentence. Eileen used her camera to capture the lookon her daughter's face as she saw the new puppy.
没错，我们看到用到这个 capture 这个动词，它本身呢有逮捕的意思。所以像是比如说、these people were captured by the police after they robbed the bank. 不过呢，文章这里的意思是捕捉，我们会用说用相机捕捉啊，或者是所以就会衍生它这个意思有拍摄的意思。比如说中午我们会说，哎，捕捉这一刻，不是真的说要捉住这个时间，而是要保留这一刻。所以我们就可以像例句一样啊，用这个相机捕捉女儿看到小狗的这个神情。As for photojournalists, they want to capture the images of this news event.
Exactly. Now we saw that photojournalists capture images. Image is spelled I-M-A-G-E, image, and it's a noun. An image is a picture that you see in a mirror, if you look in a mirror, or in the lens of a camera.
Yeah.
Okay, so for example, Jesse looked at the image in the camera and decided he didn't like the way he looked.
Mm-hmm.所以我们看到捕捉影像，我们用 image 这个名词，像这个我们在镜子中啊，或是荧幕中看到自己的影像啊，我们就可以用 image 这个字。那例句呢，就是哎 ，Jesse 不喜欢自己在相机里的影像，或者我们也可以说 look at your image in the mirror， 就是镜子中自己的影像。所以文章提到这个影像记者，或者我们说摄影记者，他们工作呢就是专门要捕捉这些新闻事件的影像。So they have to be at the scene when news happens.
That's right. Now let's find out exactly what photojournalists have to do for their jobs. It's their job to paint an accurate picture of the world's events, no matter how dangerous the events are. So here we use the phrase paint an accurate picture of. The phrase paint a picture of using an adjective is today's shortcut for you. So let's take a quick break to find out what it means.
Shortcut for you.
Thank you for joining us, Marilyn Porter. We are so interested in hearing about your latest movie.
Oh, the one I'm the star of? Yes, it's amazing.
Okay, so can you tell your fans a little bit about the film?
Well, I'm in it.
Okay.Right, well, I've read that in the movie, you really paint an accurate picture of an actress trying to get her first acting roles.
I'm a famous actress, I'm not some painter. Don't you know who I am?
Oh, I don't mean you're an artist in it. The phrase paint a picture of something
means to create an idea of something through words or facts.
Fine. So, paint a picture of something means 准确地刻画出。
Right. So, is there anything else you can tell us about the movie?
Did I mention that I'm in it?
Yes. Yes, you did.
That's all you need to know. Go see it. Okay, welcome back. So, when you paint a picture of something, you're not actually painting. You're just showing an event or a feeling in a certain way. Here, photojournalists paint an accurate picture of the world, which means they have to show the real event, not something fake.
啊，透过这个影像记者的照片，我们几乎可以像是在现场一样。我们用 paint an accurate picture of the event 这样子的句子啊，来表示照片就是如实的呈现，或是如实的捕捉。And it's their job, no matter how dangerous the events are. 这里我们用 no matter 加上疑问词，表示无论事件多危险，他们的工作就是要如实的记载。No matter how dangerous 表示无论多危险，那我们也可以搭配不同的疑问词啦。比如说 ，No matter where I go, my dog always follows me. 无论我走去哪里，我的狗狗就会跟着我。所以你就会发现，其实这句型非常好代换啦。疑问词加上不同的，我们可以在这个句型换成不同的疑问词，比如说 what, where, who, when, how, which， 然后加上主词、动词，当做一个副词子句，表示无论点点点，再加上主要的子句。
Okay, well, let's talk about these dangers that these photojournalists face. Here the article says, photojournalists take photos of everything from war to natural disasters, and they must follow strict rules.
Wow, 上一句提到无论工作多么危险，影像记者的工作就是要如实的记载。下一句呢，就接着解释说，哎，会遇到什么样的危险？这里啊，这样的写作逻辑一层接着一层，我们可以把它学起来。那影像记者主要呢是要记载各式的照片，包括呢从战争到天灾的照片。So natural disaster 就是天然灾害，比如说 typhoons,、mm-hmm. earthquakes.Taiwan.
Okay, well, that is a lot of dangerous stuff. Now, if you're not careful when you're taking pictures during these wars or natural disasters, you could get killed.
Whoa, is that why they have strict rules?
Exactly, yes, it keeps them safe. These rules are there for a reason. And they also keep the pictures accurate. Now, the article explains more. Here it says,For instance, photojournalists aren't allowed to set up a photo in advance. Now, when you set something up, you arrange or organize something to look a certain way. So if you're setting up a photo, you're arranging the things in the picture to look the way you want them to.Now, this is good when you're taking pictures for weddings and parties, but when it comes to the news, you shouldn't do this. It means the picture could be fake. Here's an example of set up. I'm going to set up the Christmas tree this evening. Who wants to help?
Me. 我们看到这里有，他们有这个严格要遵守的规则。For instance, 就是 for example, 举例来说，绝对不允许事先瞧照片。这边我们用 set up 表示安排布置的意思。比如说 Aaron 老师刚刚有讲到，可能你在婚礼啊，或是在派对的时候拍照片，大家可能会一起说 Hey, say cheese. 不过呢，新闻摄影记者就绝对不能做这样的事情， especially when you do it in advance.
Mm-hmm.Okay, so we said that they shouldn't set up those photos in advance. Now, the phrase in advance is used to show that you do something before another thing happens. Here, that means you set up before you take the picture. Here's another example. I paid for the tickets in advance, so we don't need to wait when we get to the theater.
In advance 这个副词片语表示事先、预先，通常我们会放在句尾。像例句，我们看到哦，因为已经事先付钱买票 ，bought the tickets in advance。我们也可以用 beforehand 一个字 ，bought the tickets beforehand。那回到文章呢，就是说这个影像记者当然不可以事先瞧照片，不然就不是新闻照片啦。That's why the article says they must capture the event.As it happens.
That's right. Okay. Here's another rule that photojournalists have to follow. The article tells us, in addition, changing a photo by adding or removing something is strictly forbidden. Now, the phrase, in addition, is used when we want to add more information to something we've already said. For example, I need you to type up these notes for me. In addition, could you call Ray and set up a meeting for next week?
In addition 就是此外除此你要说就是在额外添加讯息的话呢就可以用这个副词表示当作一个转折语除了我们刚刚提到这个不能事先瞧照片以外呢还有呢不能够事后改变照片 It's strictly forbidden、
mm-hmm, That's right So the sentence said that changing the photo in some way maybe adding something in or taking something out is strictly forbidden We'll talk about forbidden in a moment but let's talk about the adverb strictly first Strictly is spelled S-T-R-I-C-T-L-Y strictly and we use it to show that something absolutely must be obeyed Now here's an example sentenceThe teacher punishes the students if they don't strictly follow her rules.
Wow, strictly 呢其实就是 strict, 严格加上 ly 变成副词表示严格的。通常呢会加上像是我们这边文章看到 forbid, 禁止这样的动词。Forbid 呢是禁止文章呢是当被动使用。所以就比如说像事后你要 PS 照片啊是被严格禁止的。我们可以说比如说 for example, smoking on a plane is strictly forbidden.、
Mm-hmm.
飞机上是严禁禁严止严禁吸烟。
Well, you'll get in a lot of trouble if you do that. Okay, now the article explains why these rules are so important for photojournalists. It says, photojournalists play an important role in the way the public sees the world. Now, I think that's true. When I see a picture of a war, mm-hmm. I think that's what life during that war is really like. Now, if it's not true...then the picture is a lie, and that makes people upset.
Yeah, it'll be like watching a movie、mm. or a TV show. Instead, they are not true.
Right.
The article goes on to say, if their photos aren't accurate, they are not telling the real story.
Exactly. Okay, so being a photojournalist doesn't sound like a very easy job. Now, that's why the article says,One might wonder why anyone would choose to do such a dangerous job.
听起来这个工作的确是蛮辛苦的。They have to go into dangerous areas、mm-hmm. such as war zones.
That's right.
所以大家可能会想说，哎，到底为什么会有人选择这么艰辛、这么辛苦、危险的工作呢？
Well, here the article tells us one of the reasons why photojournalists do this work. Photojournalists risk their lives so that others can recognize problems that need to change. Now let's take a look at the verb risk. It's spelled R-I-S-K, risk. When you risk something, you put something, such as your life, in danger of being hurt, destroyed, or killed. Now here's an example.Lou knows he's risking his health by smoking, but he just can't stop.
Risk 我们学过当名词的用法，表示危机、危险。通常我们会用 take a risk to do something 这样的 用法，表示冒着生命危险去做某件事情。今天呢，我们在文章呢用 risk 当动词的用法，表示冒点点点的危险。所以说到呢，这个影像记者冒着生命的危险，为了什么呢 ？So that 是一个连接词，表示如此一来，其他人呢才能够理解到世界上需要解决的问题。So by doing this.Other people are able to know the problems happening at the other side of the world.
Okay, so the photojournalists want people to see that problems in the world need to change. Mm-hmm. Now, they have help doing this, too. Here, the article tells us one organization, World Press Photo Foundation, or WPPF, helps photojournalists get the message to the world.Okay, so let's look at the word press in that name, World Press Photo Foundation. Press is used a lot like media. When we talk about the press, we're talking about people who write reports for news. So if you're a reporter, you're part of the press. Here's an example. As part of the press, Annie gets to meet singers after their shows.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Press 呢，我们学过动词表示按压，在文章里呢是名词的用法。那跟我们刚刚学这个 media 一样，它一样会跟 the 连用 the press。所以我们一般呢会说 the media 跟一样 the press 一样，我们都用跟 the 连用。那 the media 指的是所有的媒体 ，the press 呢其实更具体的表示就是新闻业或者是新闻界。比如刚刚讲到一般的这个，如果你是记者的话，那你就是属于新闻界啦。And this organization, 这个组织呢叫做 World Press Photo Foundation, 世界新闻摄影基金会。所以我们看到这个 foundation 就是基金会的意思。这个组织呢专门就是帮影像记者传达他们想要传递给所有人的讯息给全世界。
Okay, so let's check out the final line of today's article. It says, with WPPF's help, photojournalists are able to encourage others to create change.
啊，如果是这个某地区的影像记者啊，可能觉得，哎，我只有这一区的人看到你的照片，但是有了这样一个全球性的这个组织帮忙 ，people all over the world can see their photos, which may have a bigger influence in the world.
That's right. Now we're going to find out more about how they can do this by bringing this message to the public in tomorrow's article. However, today we're almost out of time, so we're going to finish up with our For You Chat.
For You Chat.
Okay, today's For You Chat question is, would you want to work as a photojournalist? Why or why not?
Of course, yes.
Okay, but you told me you don't like to take that many photos.
I like to take photos if I have a good camera.
Okay.
Yeah, and I would like to be in the news event.
Okay, so you want to like be at the front lines and get that message out.
Yeah, but...War zones and...
It's tough.
Yeah, and disease maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I have to think about that again.
I think that I would probably not want to be a photojournalist.
Why is that?
I like my safety. I do like looking at pictures of these events and learning more about the world. At home, the safety of my own home.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not much of an expert camera person either, so it's not really my desire. I guess I do know people who are photojournalists, and they sound like they have a great, crazy life, but not really for me, I don't think. All right, well, what about you guys? Would you guys work as a photojournalist? Why or why not? That's all the time we have to talk about it today, though. So, for English for You, I'm Erin.
I'm Winnie.
Bye-bye.
Photojournalists, capturing history on film. The media shares stories of news events happening around the world. In most cases, these stories have photos accompanying them. The people who capture these images are photojournalists. It's their job to paint an accurate picture of the world's events, no matter how dangerous the events are. Photojournalists take photos of everything from war to natural disasters, and they must follow strict rules. For instance, photojournalists aren't allowed to set up a photo in advance. They must capture the event as it happens. In addition, changing a photo by adding or removing something is strictly forbidden. Photojournalists play an important role in the way the public sees the world. If their photos aren't accurate, they're not telling the real story. One might wonder why anyone would choose to do such a dangerous job. Photojournalists risk their lives so that others can recognize problems that need to change. One organization, World Press Photo Foundation, WPPF, helps photojournalists get this message to the world. With WPPF's help, photojournalists are able to encourage others to create change.
Vocabulary Review.
Media. The media including newspapers and the TV news, is all covering the story about the two ships hitting each other. Capture. Dan used his phone to capture a video of the couple fighting on the train. Image. The photograph shows an image of a dog chasing a cat down a street. Strictly. This area is strictly for government workers. No one else can enter. Risk. You could leave your umbrella at home today, but you risk getting caught in the rain without it. Press. The press often writes things about the president that he doesn't like.